He is the pride and joy of Maple Ridge, and he's also the guy who could make a pretty much body shame all of us right now from the St. Louis Cardinals.
When you have a bobblehead night and the bobblehead is you flexing, like there's a series of bobbleheads we have in the office there, and none of them are flexing. Tyler O'Neill, was that your idea to show the flex in that bobblehead night you guys had?
Hey, boys. Yeah, that wasn't my idea. That was something that was something that somebody thought was funny, and I love it.
Oh, it's
of course
it,
you
it
would
is
love
awesome,
it.
Man.
It's your body.
Yeah, I was totally in on it. It's a Bible bicep. It wasn't even a head.
Yeah, Bible bicep. Now, here's the thing, though. You had they had the night there, but you were called up. Like, you missed it. Am I doing my math correct?
Well, I mean, that was a low A affiliate when I was with Seattle.
Okay, so you had that.
Yeah, I haven't been affiliated with that club for a long time.
Yeah, so how many do you have? Like, how many are kicking around the house? You got
how many what?
Bobbleheads, biceps did you grab?
I have one with me right now. But, yeah, no, they're going to – the GM there said they're going to send me about 15, 20 of them. So we got a bunch. You guys want one?
That's an excellent point there, right, Tyler, because first off, if it's free, it's for me as a media philosophy. But secondly, we have a bit of a bobblehead Hall of Fame here in the studio, so I think we should totally have yours going right next to the Sedin's.
We'll work on it. We'll get it.
Yeah.
Can I ask you this as we talk? And I mean, you've been flexing all week. A great week. First multiple home run game. Two hit one again last night. The British Open's up here right now. With your size and your flexibility to swing, do you golf? And how far can you hit a golf ball?
I do golf, actually. I take a high pride level with my golf game as well. Can't hit the driver straight, so I tee off with a 2-iron. That usually goes, I don't know, it depends if I chunk it or not, 250.
Oh, come on, I was expecting 250 with a 3-iron. But you spray your driver, but when you swing with a driver, you must be over 3 bills most of the time, I would think.
Yeah, no, I definitely get up there. That's why those guys are professionals, though. They hit it straight every time, pretty much straight every time. I think it's hard, man. Hitting a driver is hard.
No, there's a lot of people out there that actually dread having to tee off. I feel like
for
I'm
sure.
That guy as well. Tyler O'Neill with us here this morning from the St. Louis Cardinals. Hey, let's talk about what's going down right now here for a second, Ty. Like, what a kind of a funky Jekyll and Hyde sort of start to the year for you. But man, like, you are you're seeing the ball well right now. It seems in the month of July, what a .429 on base percentage here. What's give us a sense of how this season's gone for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a roller coaster. That's just the way it works. I'm just trying to stay patient, just keep playing ball, man. I mean, it's just that's all I can do at this point. When I'm called upon to help the Cardinals and just play my best and, you know, just get my name out there and see what happens.
Yeah,
that's all I'm doing.
What changes? When you hear you're in a zone right now, if you're back down, what are you constantly working on to make sure that your address is in Major League Baseball all the time?
I mean, when I usually run into trouble playing this sport, it's because I'm not focused on seeing the ball, and that's all I'm trying to do right now. You know, pregame BP, pregame preparation, just make sure my swing path is right, I'm hitting the ball properly, little things like that. When you get in the game, you got to see the pitch. You know, you got to know if it's 96 up or if it's going to be spinning off the plate, so it's just using your eyes and being on time, just throwing hands of the ball. That's it.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you look at the numbers, like, since you've kind of come back here into the zone here with St. Louis, I mean, what is it, 4 home runs in the last 6 games for you? You had 2 jacks there, just a couple days ago in a win over Pittsburgh. How'd that feel, getting 2 bombs in 1 game?
Yeah, that was fun.
yeah, I bet.
Yeah, haven't had 2 homers in a game in a while, let alone first time in the big leagues. That was something special. Fans loved it. Teammates loved it. Everybody loved it. So, we beat Pittsburgh. So, nothing bad going on in that day right there is what I'm trying to say.
So what is the reaction when you get back to the clubhouse or get back to the dugout and you've just hit your second jack? Like, are your teammates giving it to you? Are they chirping you? Are they just nothing but hugs? Like, what's the reaction?
No, everybody was fired up. Yeah, I got the end of the dugout, and then fans wanted to give me a little wave, so I got up on top step and gave it to them. That was a fun night.
Oh, you got the curtain call.
Yeah, that was a fun night.
Now, I mean, you know most of the guys. You've been up and down. Are you a guy that talks in there, or do you just come, you're on a roll? Or you sound like the personality we've had you on before. Hey, you're enjoying life. Where do you sit as far as rank in a dressing room and in the dugout as far as talking and having some fun with the guys? You quiet, or are you just demonstrative and you're talking?
No, I mean, I observe. I do my own thing. I keep to myself for the most part. I like to, you know, think about what I need to do and how I can, be the guy on the mound or something like that. Obviously, there's probably a little hierarchy with guys with bigger dollar signs. it's just the way it works. You know, you got to listen to them. Plus, they've been around for years and years. So if you're not listening, you're not learning. There's always we got great clubhouse chemistry, though. So, there's a reason why we're a winning ball club.
And now the approach, like you said, you're just trying to keep your head above water. Like, do you feel like you're finally at a point you can be comfortable and call yourself a full-time major leaguer now?
I mean, I don't have the ability to be. It just depends if, the playing time's there. The plan for the front office, if they want to, possibly trade some guys or me, you never know. So all you can do is, just go out there and catch the ball and hit the ball, and that's it. This game's simple, and it comes down to everything.
You hit it big when you hit it, but they always look at your strikeout rate too. How do you change that? Is that just being more selective, or is that what you said, just locking in with the eyes?
Yeah, again, just seeing the ball. I mean, hardest thing to do in sports is probably pinch hit in the big leagues. You got to be ready. You got to have a different mentality when you get off the bench in the seventh inning to face a back-end reliever. Don't miss a fastball either, because those guys get paid millions of dollars to get you out. There's just a whole bunch of different things you have to be ready for. It's the big leagues for a reason. There's a lot of pressure, and you just got to adapt. You got to play your game.
He is Tyler O'Neill of the St. Louis Cardinals. Cardinals, the pride of Maple Ridge. Three home runs this week, one last night, first multiple home run game earlier this week. Let me ask you this, because I was just guessing as a guy who sits in a chair all morning talking sports. A couple weeks ago when we watched the home run derby, I just said, man, Vladdy Guerrero's got to be so sore the next morning. Well, that's you, man. You hit a long ball. What would your body be like if you went through what those guys did at the home run derby, 91 home runs? I mean, at the next day, would you feel normal, or would you just completely be spent?
Yeah, that wouldn't work for me. Usually I'm out of breath after 8 to 10 swings in the cage, and those guys are hitting 90 home runs within 10 minutes. It's pretty special. Good show for the market, though. You got to love it.
You got a text in here from 650-650, one of our listeners. Luke in Maple Ridge says, I went to high school with O'Neill. The guy's a freak in nature. What do you say to that?
I appreciate it.
What does he mean by freak in nature? I mean, have you always been a guy who's just been all jacked? Were you in the gym
just
constantly?
Walks around with Baby Gap t-shirts all day? Yeah.
We're in mediums around high school. but that was the way I got myself out there. It was the only way that I was going to get noticed. I had to do something, so I had to start hitting the long ball, and got in there, got stronger. My dad taught me how to do certain things, and sayonara, it's all she wrote.
Well, you know what, Tyler, and people may not know your story. You know this city, man. It's hockey, hockey, hockey. So we'll talk about a guy who maybe played AAA hockey, then he went to play in Coquitlam, or maybe he went to play college. Quickly, your road from a guy in high school in Maple Ridge starts pushing the iron to now a guy who's had a great week with St. Louis, been up and down there trying to make a name for yourself and get a paycheck. Was it easy, or was it – how complicated was it?
No, I mean, it's a tough world out here. Just everything is completely different from home. Different country, different cultures, different everything. But I love it. The fan base in St. Louis is incredible. They want you to succeed. Just like it's the same as Vancouver, the Canucks, I'd say, just in a different sport in a different country. you know, I wouldn't change it for anything. I love what I do, and, you know, I'm not going to stop.
How crazy was it? Were you? I guess you just got called up recently, but can you still see the vibe in that city after they won a Stanley Cup?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a big-time buzz. You know, unfortunately, I was in AAA when they did – when they St. Louis did bring it home. You know, I wish I could have been a part of going to a couple games. We had some off days, but that's okay. But, you know, just the parade and everything that those guys had was just a buzz. You know, it's just incredible to see a winning parade and atmosphere.
Well, the Body Fat percentage is going down this weekend because you got Cincinnati and they've got a heat wave out there. They say it's going to be 100. So stay hydrated, I guess, while you're playing.
Yeah, same in St. Louis. They had that hurricane in Louisiana that broke up, so it's just got a big pressure system or something. Who knows?
Hey, thanks for joining us. It's always fun to catch up with you. It's always great to talk about you in the sportscast when you're hitting bombs. Keep it up because it'd be great if that's your address and no going back anymore.
James Perry, appreciate you guys. We'll talk soon.